Today's guest for our Animal Health Update is Dr. Megan Niederwerter, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. She will update us on new information on the annual research priorities for the swine industry.
Yes, today we're going to be talking about the Swine Health Information Center and how we develop new research priorities as emerging diseases or emerging animal health issues arise in the U.S. swine herd. When we think about the mission of our organization, we really try and identify those emerging disease threats as they arise and respond to them through preparedness activities, communicating and increasing awareness throughout the industry about what those emerging threats are, thinking about how we utilize the domestic and global disease monitoring to identify those emerging diseases, and then look at how do we address those emerging disease threats with research investments. And when we think about our annual research priorities, we really try and look at those through our strategic pillars, thinking about how do we improve swine health information, monitor and mitigate those risks to swine health, respond to emerging diseases, improve the ways that we detect those emerging diseases. So maybe it's through new diagnostic tests or through population-based samples where we can get an idea of what's circulating throughout the whole herd. And then we try and prioritize those disease threats. So what could perhaps be introduced and cause a significant economic impact or significant production losses? And those are the ones that we really want to prioritize with regards to preventing entry or mitigating the potential production impact that it could cause. We also really look at how do we evolve our research priorities throughout the year to be really responsive and nimble. One of the things that the Swine Health Information Center really prioritizes from the board and staff perspective is thinking about when these emerging diseases arise. So that's always changing, always something new with regards to either production impacts or geographic distribution or a new virus that's impacting a new species. We want to respond to that and say, what are the research priorities for the swine industry? How do we address those? And look at, again, prevention and mitigation. And so one of the examples from last year was the H5N1 introduction into the dairy cattle operations. This happened for the first time in Texas in March of 2024. And the Swine Health Information Center really prioritized shifting our research priorities for the year, the calendar year, to address this new threat, this new emerging disease. We started looking at if H5N1 could be introduced into the dairy cattle industry, what would it look like from the swine industry's perspective? And so we formed a research program with the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research and the Pork Checkoff to really understand the research priorities around H5N1 in swine. So one of the aspects of that was looking at what is the wildlife interaction with our swine farms? Is there access to wild birds or migratory birds or even other wildlife species that could be infected with H5N1? What's the risk there? We also wanted to look at the interaction of mortality boxes or mortality management to reduce that connection from swine farms to wildlife, thinking about reducing the risk of introduction. We also wanted to understand further, how do we look at what the clinical signs would be? So we know that in the dairy industry, it impacts the mammary glands, but in the poultry industry, it causes really severe mortality rate. What we've seen so far in the clinical studies of swine is that the clinical signs are likely going to be mild. And so we really wanted to understand that further. What would the clinical presentation be in swine? What's the risk of transmission? And how do we identify a potential incursion early, as the U.S. commercial herd has never had an introduction of H5N1? We're always trying to prioritize those emerging threats for the greatest value to the U.S. swine industry.